This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach during ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action and managing crisis effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty, since 28th of February, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development. Mr. Modi emphasized that the country no longer shies away from challenges but faces them head on. The Prime Minister said that even in difficult warlike situations, the world is recognizing India's policies, strategic thinking, and capabilities. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha on the current situation in West Asia. He said, "There is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict." He further said that the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. In a social media post, he said, "Their discussions were focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy." He added that they both talked about energy security concerns. The External Affairs Minister also met the envoys of the member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Saudi Arabia and the UAE alone are home to 8 million Indians. The meeting was also attended by the ambassadors of Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait and Qatar. Earlier in the day, the External Affairs Minister spoke to his Sri Lankan counterpart, Vijitha Herath, and discussed the repercussions of the West Asia conflict. He said, "India stands committed to Neighbourhood First and Vision Mahasagar." The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections will be held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on 4th of May. The Election Commission has published the first supplementary voters list after SIR adjudications in West Bengal last night. The lists for each booth were made available in the EC's website. The supplementary list contains the names of those voters whose cases have been adjudicated by the judicial officers following the Supreme Court directives. Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal said around 29 lakh names have been adjudicated so far. It was not immediately known how many of these names were kept in the first supplementary list and how many were deleted. Earlier, in the final voters list, published on 28th of February, around 60 lakh names were marked as under adjudication. The Himachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly passed the Himachal Pradesh Valued Added Tax Amendment Bill 2026, enabling the state government to levy a cess of up to 5 rupees per litre on petrol and high-speed diesel, despite strong protests by the opposition and a boycott of the proceedings. The proposed levy, termed as an orphan and widow cess, will be imposed at rates to be notified by the government with an upper ceiling of 5 rupees per litre. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukh defended the decision, stating that the government retains flexibility in fixing the rate. In Colombia, a military plane with 125 people on board crashed shortly after taking off in the southwestern part of the country yesterday. The incident has caused an undetermined number of casualties. At least 48 people were rescued alive. The inaugural National Indoor Athletics Championships will begin at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar today, marking a new chapter for track and field in the country. The two-day meet has drawn 278 entries, including 97 women, and will feature competition in both senior and under-20 categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.